Okay, so pays ratio at the bottom. So we see that the person will listen to his nature, like what's staring him, and be honest, and then learn how to address it. We can see that we have this not only in large things, we have it in small things as well. For example, Im kvar karonu pam b'chayenu kriyashma v'kabolus ol amitis. Have we truly been mekabel ol malchus shemayim b'kriyashma? Okay. Im chadru hadvorim l'seich sechenu, did it go all the way into our being? Kibol kol ativim v'kol atfunois es emes ki Hashem hu elokeinu. Every part of our being has accepted that we're meshuvah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do I have to elaborate? What? No. Okay. The problem is, he's not just talking to us. So to us, yeah, it's good. You know, there's parts of me which, like, if you want to be honest, just saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Mershim, you know, it's very nice, but I'm on the move, so I'm not being mekabel ol shamayim, it's not oil anymore. Right? The Ben Yonah says in oil, which tells his master, Ben Yonah says in the beginning of Shar Aleph, that a moment of Dabar Echad is not just a moment of Dabar Echad. Moment of Dabar Echad means that an avid tells his master that I do everything that you want me to do except for one thing. He's not an Evan anymore. Not that he's an Evan for 612, but not for 613. He's not an Evan. The definition of an Evan is no matter whatever the master says, he does. So, or he's Evan. Right? So, a Mumma Dabar Echad is a tremendous thing because he's saying, the Rosh Hashanah, I'll do 612 of the mitzvahs. The serious nefesh. This one I won't do. So he's not an Evan anymore. Or he's Evan. So, that's what he's saying. If have we worked through all of our nature and all of our characteristics and all of our, and said everyone of them is saying, listen, you know, I know what I want, but Hashem says the version is it. No, we haven't done that. Even if we have not actively said we're not going to be mekabel, have we truly been yes mekabel? That's a fair question to ask, even if you don't want to be so, even for a madrega beyond people like us, people like me, right? The people which, you know, are talking, you know, they are committed, but even them, there is, have they thought it through? Have they thought it through and found, you know, everybody has his. The Rosh gives us his nisoyon in life. He has this place where his nature, whatever it is, which is going to be inclined to find it difficult. He has a person made a true Kabbalah. And there are people in the world who probably have. But many of us have not. Haim hiskamnu lekach, v'tech hakor brura, shenel v'ez Hashem, gam yitzrein hara. Have we went to the next step that we love a Kadosh Baruch Hu even with our Yetzirah, b'chol avavach. V'gam k'shishay yalo lono m'siris nefesh, v'gam k'shishay yalo lono kesef. Okay. So, b'chol nafesh, b'chol b'chol meredecho. Now, the problem which we have, again, I'm saying we, but it's not fair because maybe it's just my problem, is I have no idea what it means to love Kadosh Baruch Hu with my Yetzer Hara, because I'm having great difficulty understanding what it means to love Kadosh Baruch Hu with my Yetzer Tov. So, exactly how in the world am I supposed to be Mekayim, like, be Yetzer Hara? So, what does it mean? So how are you Mekayim Avos Hashem when you train Hotayv? Let's start with that. That would probably be a sufficient accomplishment for us for the next Kufa, right? You train Hara is like shooting for the stars a little bit. So Chofetz Chaim says, Ha'ara. I love the Chofetz Chaim, like being practical. So in the end of Sefer Shemiras HaLoshon, Chelek Beis. So Shemiras HaLoshon, he talks about the Tavis. Shemiras HaLoshon, Chelek Beis, he talks about Al Seder Parshiyos, different ideas, etc. At the end, he has a few broken different things. So he has a Ha'ara on Avos Hashem. At the end of Shemiras HaLoshon, Chelek Beis. And he says that we know the law is a person is not allowed to eat before he does a mitzvah. The person has to take lulav. If they can lulav yet, he can't eat. Because all asr min kavei asura before you do a mitzvah.
Chanukah.
So he says, l'chara, we have six mitzvahs to medias. The kudu to medias doesn't make them less chomer, makes them more chomer. So if I have a makal mitzvahs avos Hashem today, I can't eat. Because it's better. That's all the time. It makes it less chomer. That's what he said. So he says, okay. So when's the proper time to do mekayim mitzvahs avos Hashem? He said, when you take Kriyat Shema. He says, but at least if you don't do it that before a person's kaveh suda in the morning, you should make sure the mekayim mitzvahs avos Hashem. They say, okay, how are you mekayim mitzvahs avos Hashem? Which is what's relevant for us. First, he says, cute, it's interesting, and cute, and he holds it to lachol ma'aseh. You know, we can make a shikol Torah, maybe not like that, okay. You know, well, things are coming. He says, Avos Hashem is an emotion. Now, how do you legislate an emotion? Tell a person, you have a chiyuv to. The Ramban, when he deals with he grapples with the question, how do you legislate an emotion? He says, it's not legislating an emotion. You have no chiyuv to love your neighbor like you love yourself. You have a chiyuv to translate love by a human being. The way you love yourself is that you have certain desires for yourself, certain, you know, dreams, goals, aspirations for yourself. You should want those for your neighbor as well. So you should have the feeling of aspirations for your neighbor. You want cover, you should want cover for your neighbor. You want money, you want money for your neighbor. You want hatzlacha with your children, you should want that for your neighbor.
Even if you don't like him.
But you're not legislating that you have to love the person. You can't hate him. You can't dislike him, which possibly goes into hate also. But you don't have to love him like you love yourself, because I can't tell you should love something like you love yourself. So, but how do you? But there's a mitzvah Avos Hashem, which occur. That's a legislating love. He says, well, there is a nature of a human being that when we feel somebody has done tremendous favors for us, we have a feeling that the person Torah generates a feeling of Av. The person should be mispainen, and all the Kersa Torah, the answer Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the things, one of the things Baruch Hu does for him. And that feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead to a feeling of a love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how you make kind of mitzvah Avos Hashem. That's what he says. The Rambam says a little bit differently. The Rambam says you're inspiring me mice of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mice which are so wondrous, etc. You get a taiva leida, you get a taiva to know a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to understand. You understand them, and that's the meat of das, which is the meat of which is the expression of the meat of Ava. You connect with somebody. Right, that's what the Rambam says. The problem which I have is that, you know, the world of philosophers, I think I get that. Like when they see something extraordinary, they say, I want to understand, I want to know what it means, I want to connect to it, I want to. So, because we're also, our society is such a taiva, that's interesting. Right? Like, we don't have a taiva for Yediyah. The Rambam discussing a taiva for Yediyah. Like, you know, I think we're such low lives, so we don't have taiva for Yediyah. So that's why I think the Chofetz Chaim came along and made a more simple path for us.
Is he based? The Chofetz Chaim is based on other Rishonim.
Does he quote any Rishon? He quotes a Chofetz Lvovos. Chofetz Lvovos himself is not actually talking directly to Mitzvah Avos Hashem, but you could definitely construe that from him. That it could be applied to Avos Hashem. So it's the Chofetz Chaim's Chiddush. Not Chiddush, it's his, you know, Nakuda. Now, the Chara, that's Yisraeno HaTov. Right? That's functioning as a healthy human being. right? Where it's not about me. It's about so if I have a relationship with somebody else, so I would have a karsa toiv. I would have a avon. Let's say I'm an unhealthy human being. So I'm a karsa toiv. Deserve it. He didn't do enough for me anyway. Like, it was, hey, me. He's a taker, not a giver. A karsa toiv betzim is an expression of a giver, not a taker. A person who bets and wants to give, not to take, when he gets, he feels a feeling of, I don't deserve it, therefore I appreciate it. The person who's a taker, when you get, it's a kumtum here. Right? So this, even the form of the chofetz chaim it's not automatic. Like automatic. You know, the nature of the human person is, like, here we go again. The Rambam's mahalach of desire for yitiyah b'chadnishkin, that we should be healthy human beings and we have a cursed toy, but we feel most of the feeling of Abba, and somebody does us a favor. Also, lav dafka. Right? So now what? Right? But, I'll come along and say that Yishlom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yitzein hara, means, is there any way which we can use that as a vehicle to have Avas Hashem? So let's call it Shalom Lishmo. Now, her Avas Shalom Lishmo is Be'etzim, is a stira. But there's also a potential Shalom Lishmo. So if I could come along and I could say, listen, the bottom line, it's all about Rangel. It's not about anybody else, it's all about Rangel. Rangel wants what Rangel gets, and Rangel has no curse to tell you. Rangel just cares about himself, etc. Rangel also knows that there's somebody who gives. Right? And if... So, even the person who's a taker, when he realizes that there's somebody who's giving in an extraordinary way, he wants to have a relationship. If only for to get. But once you have the relationship, we hope the relationship will expand to be a healthy relationship, etc. I'm not sure I call this a bad mushal or not. Like the conversations I have with guys who are chassan. So I point out to them that there's a fascinating thing that dating is all about a person himself. It's very self-focused. I have a desire to get married. I have a need, emotion that I want fulfilled. I sit there and I contemplate and I make my lists and I figure out exactly who is the person in the world who best fulfill my desires and my needs. So it's like totally self-centered and self-focused. It's all about me, what I want. And they say, well, I want this, she's not that, so it's not good enough for me because I want something else. All of a sudden he gets married and he's asked to focus on giving to his wife. So it's a 180 degree switch. Some people are better than others. I told you my story about the fellow who, sweet guy, he said, he got married, he told him, listen, it's the way I am, you're not going to change me. Take it or leave it. This is like day three of Chevrolet. They've had a pretty rocky marriage. Still married. Because Batson, he does the parts which are very sweet, very nice, very giving, but he has certain things he's not going to change who he is for anybody else, including his wife. So, you're not happy with that? Okay, so I'm like, but I'm not going to change. Right? Honest fellow. So, what's the pshat is we have a relationship over here which is so strong, I feel I'm getting so much out of it. I feel so good on what I'm receiving that I want to give back. So it's not just playing a curse of toiv. So the relationship is connected to such a point. I feel I'm getting so much that even selfish me wants to give back. First off, we tell the shalom lishmo, because the more I give, the more I get. And second of all, because you know, someone really, I enjoy giving to this person who gives so much to me. So if we could use that as a paradigm, visiting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have a little bit of a hope to work that out. So that's what you say in our run. Okay. Now, what about Messiah's never heard about money? Remember, B'chol Nafshecha Avonim B'chavnim Shiyalo Oysun Olam Moikir Al Kiddush Hashem. Now ask him L'kach B'chev Etzlei. You say, you know what, Bershom? I love you, B'chol Nafshecha, even to the extent that Lu Yitzur, you would bring me to Kiddush Hashem, I would do it for your love. Okay. Versha says, you ask so much, so you only do for me whatever I ask. Right? You know, don't jump into the fire. Just sit and learn the whole facet of Abba. Let's be honest. Like, that's not fair. I can't do that. So, like, a Kar Krishma Al Derasu. So, this element, Tiva, a person reads Sesh Krishma, and he's not ignoring what his real being is, his nature is, etc. Yevachach Liros, he will realize, Ki Lehar Gal Kiddush Hashem, who he asked him. He's ready to mamash yimakabel the harigal kiddush Hashem. Believe in Charles Mitzubas Bli Hafsik. Yosi Mamashahu Murgol. Ain't Tavav Maskim Mishmoy. Is that a question? You know, like, you know, I can't sit for longer. Hershey says, what I want you. He says, Hershey, I can't do it. He said, fire, I'll go, but that you should ask me to push beyond my, you know, like 2 hours I can handle. I can't do it. Lamar Bepliya, it's Mama Shapliya. Right? So, the simple answer to that shot is that if you'd ask a person to do it one time, he could do it. The mile of a Kiddush Hashem being killed is only once. So Russia says, you know, I can put myself aside and decide a Kiddush Hashem into the fire. Hard, you know what, Russia? I understand that's what life is about. That's what you want from me. I'm ready to do that. But Gemara says that same show, they were thrown the kitchen age, but the Gemara says they would have been gotten Malchus, they would have bowed to the Tzelem. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says that Malchus is worse than Misa. Misa is done, it's done. This you got to live with. Right? So, Lima Charles Mitzvah, Lee Hafsa, Gersi Mashu Murgle, the problem is not that I can't do it for one day, the problem is I can't do it day after day after day. And even the one day, when I think about that, and you're going to, you know, I know the Paris syndrome, you know. Paris syndrome, right? Paris stretched claw yourself, made them work as hard as they could, and then they said, that's what you can do. So you got to do it again. Right? So, like, the guy says, you know, like, if I'm going to push myself and go from learning an hour straight to 2 hours straight, I know it's going to happen. The rabbi's going to come to me and say, 3 hours straight! How am I asking? So I can't even do the two because I don't want the three. Right? I once was talking to my wife is taking a lot of these courses about kids with ADD and some things. You know, once in a while, they have a good day. You know, learners really have a good day. They're not happy about it. Why? Because the reaction of many adults is, you see, you can do it, so let's do it again. So what do I need it for? Right? This bat to bang over my head. Right? So what's the pshat? This day, you know, all the stars in the the heavens were aligned correctly, and it worked out for the kids. Tomorrow it's not going to be aligned again, but the adults don't see it like that. Like, yeah, you can do it once, do it twice. Like, what's your problem? Like, you know, so they say, yeah, I'm asking. I'd rather not be successful today than be successful. Right? So that's where our challenge is in the Kabbalah's. For the mice, we don't have a choice. That's what it means. Now, the Gemara says that a person is malachal tarshal l'tzarech. He's mischayv an avsha. He's malachal tarshal l'tzarech. He's not mischayv an avsha. What do you mean malachal tarshal l'tzarech? So the tells what Rav says, because we're not mechayv to ignore our teva. And our teva has limitations. And if I come along and say that I'm gonna learn, you know, 16 hours straight, I'm not going to do it. I need a break. He says, but after I figure out how much a break I need, if I'm about to more than that, that's Shalom Tzar. He says, and I'll do you a favor even. Figuring out exactly how much you need is also challenging, and that's also going to be a pressure. So you know what? That's also part of your need, to have leeway. Good. But now what? Right? You know, the sniper has this Kabbalah Gecheshbon. Right? He says, a person just sleep 8 hours a night. He says...
Only 3 nights a week.
What? What?
Sorry.
So this person should sleep better than person should eat 3 meals a day. Person should take some walks and relax. Person should daven 3 times a day. He says, how long will all that take? He says, meals together? It may be an hour and 15 minutes. Walk, 45 minutes walk. Davening 3 tefillahs, maybe a total of 2 hours. There's 12 hours left in your day still.
I never could figure out how I'm going to get that. I tried it once.
Okay, you're married.
No, even when I was a bachar, I absolutely couldn't figure out how to get 12 hours into my day. That, and also get 8 hours of sleep. I was only getting like 6 or 5, 7.
Right, so but, you know what? The math
sounds good on paper.
Now, I had a chaver in yeshiva, named Raya Burnham.
That's Ozzy's father.
That's his father. He slept 8 hours, 7.5 hours, 8 hours a night. The man had iron will. He was in bed at 11 o'clock. He got up at 11:15, whatever it was. And he was in bed at 11:15. Lights out. And he was able to fall asleep. Right? And he got up at 6:45, whatever it was. He got up, you know, did his hachamas, time for davening, etc. He was a rested person. He wasn't running like a mashugan. And he wasn't mashugan either. Like, you know, he ate breakfast, ate lunch, ate supper, he ate a normal breakfast, normal lunch. He didn't, you know, starve himself, didn't run through breakfast, you know. He schmoozed a little bit. Then he sat and learned straight during Seder without an absence, because he was totally rested and totally healthy.